living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
Welcome to the show, my friend. It is Toward Anarchy. I'm your host, Michael Storm. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, it's my pleasure to be here each week. It's Saturday night. It's prime time. We're all around the world on Republic Broadcasting Network. You can find me at Toward Anarchy just about everywhere. Just type in the words Toward Anarchy and just about anything, and odds are you will find this show. You can find it specifically on Facebook, Instagram, X, Rumble, back on YouTube now. That's a new thing. Not that I was gone from it, but I wasn't specifically posting to YouTube anymore because I'm just tired of arguing about copyright claims, mostly, which I win every time I make them because I make them under fair use and I make them under historical usage, and there's no reason why I can't do what I do with the very small little bits of pieces of music that I use and expect to not have to pay somebody for that. It's not, I'm not using it in any of the ways that suggest that it isn't a new thing. That I'm not just presenting somebody's piece and trying to capitalize on it. It's just part of a larger work, and in its sense, it's an homage to those artists. It's and not even, I don't know, homage is the wrong word, but it's my tribute, okay, there you go, specifically, I guess, to favorite artists of mine, and it's just a thing that's been done. I got tired of fighting with YouTube over it, and so I just moved everything over to Rumble as far as trying to just leave things sort of raw as they are, but YouTube now is taking over the Google Podcast things. That's one of the places that you can find the show. If you go looking for it, we're across all the major streaming platforms. We're on Podbean and TuneIn and Odyssey and Castbox. We have this fantastic audience on Castbox and on Google Podcasts and iHeartRadio and all of the major Spotify, all that. I've done all the work, and I went through just the other day to do all the work to bring, I guess Google Podcast is going away and YouTube is taking it over, their YouTube Music, which is when I'm playing the drums, that's what I've been using for quite a while now. I used to just use YouTube and I just start with some video and then I just click the next video or let it roll on some playlist or something like that. But now they have the YouTube Music, and it's music.youtube.com instead of just youtube.com. And it's all ultimately the same stuff, except that it's music-related, specifically music-related. You don't have to wade through all of the other stuff to try to get to the music, because I challenge you to go to YouTube and click the Music tab and show me that it's just music or that it's even just good music for that. It streamlined the process a little bit, I guess, and they just recently announced, within just the last couple of days I heard it, that YouTube was taking over the podcast for Google, and so I immediately went out and figured out how to add the playlist of this show, all the streaming, all the shows that are streamed. It's on just one document that I manage on my own web server, and it just points to the files, basically. And it's called an RSS feed, if you're not a nerd and you don't know about these things. It's a simple little file that I just create, and I just edit each week, and it adds the show, the MP3 of the show, ultimately, and then people on Spotify or wherever can play the show from that app or from that website, and it makes it really easy for them. They don't have to go and subscribe to every single website of all the different podcasts that they want to hear. This is something that it's been around for quite a while. I know I've been doing this sort of RSS feed streaming thing for just about as long as it's been around in one form or another. And it's neat to see that it was an early technology really for presenting this kind of media. And it's the best. It's really because it's simple. It's just a document that says, here's a file. It's just like the meta tags on any music file that you have, depending on what player you plug it into or whatever, it displays the artist and it displays it. It's the same thing. It's just the amateur's version of it. It's the everybody can do it version of it. And so I do. I make sure that the stuff is updated, and I saw the YouTube thing happening. I made it a point to throw it out there. You know what I have to do? I just need to pay attention. That's all I have to do. I just have to watch the buttons there. I just remind myself of a couple of things that are going on. I'm still adjusting to the new show and the new time and the time lengths and everything, and the fact that I'm having to produce it in advance. It's only Friday afternoon right now. I try, at least this portion of the show, I'll probably record another portion of it tomorrow morning, the second hour of the show. Just to make sure that it's fresh. And because of the different recording environments and the different tools, the only thing that I'm keeping the same is a microphone from one week to the next, it seems like. And that's only, I suppose, because it's the best microphone. It's a really good microphone. Just one of those magical things that I happen to stumble upon when I needed one. We're everywhere at Toward Anarchy. And then, of course, towardanarchy.com. And what I want you to do right now, this is just so important. It gets me every week. It gets me all the time. And I don't harp on it. I could harp on it a lot more, so bear with me on this one as I harp on it. I need you to stop what you're doing right now, wherever you're listening to the show, wherever you're hearing it at, whatever platform it's on or app you're playing it through or website you're visiting from, whatever it takes to like, share, follow, subscribe to it. Do that, please. It's the simplest, easiest way to support the show. I never ask anybody for any money. I do this out of the kindness of my heart and the graces, the good graces of the network and the wonderful people at RBN. So you need to support them, and that, you know, maybe that's where the dollars should come in, is supporting them. Seriously, because they do all the work. I as much as I'm sitting here talking about having to do these things and having to produce the show myself at this point now, it's not that hard. I just turn on a program and make sure that there's a flashing button that says recording, and hopefully somewhere, so many of these programs don't, this is one of the things that I've been dealing with, somewhere it shows me some levels, some voice levels, so that I know the thing is recording my voice. And I won't go into it, but you need to know the thing is recording, and you need to know that it's recording your voice. And that's it. The rest, I just turn it on. I try to make my notes. I have a couple of note cards. I have plenty planned out for us on the show today, even though there's no guest. So no worries there. But the network needs that other support. You get that like, that share, that follow, that subscribe, whatever the terminology is. If it's a follow button, click the follow button. If it's a subscribe button, click the subscribe button, because there shouldn't be any charges anywhere. That's one of the problems with a subscribe button, is because it can be associated with charges. There shouldn't be any. Nobody should be charging you for this show. If you are paying for this show and it's not a voluntary thing where you're supporting the platform that you're hearing on, then something has gone wrong, because you can go to towardanarchy.com. You can listen to the show. You can't listen to it sooner than you can listen to it across the network. That's just kind of my deal with the network. It makes sense. They have a space for me. I make sure they get the product first. And then it goes to the website, and it's available. Every show is available, even ones that aren't available in the places like Odyssey and Spotify and Pandora and iHeartRadio and all the other places that you can find the show. So support the network with the dollars. Visit shoprbn.com. That's the win-win where you support the advertisers who advertise across the network. That's how you support Republic Broadcasting Network. That's how you get something directly back for it. I get it. I get it. Sometimes, you know, we'll just have your money just disappear into the ether and hope that it goes towards something that it becomes of value to you. It's an investment. It really truly is. But if you can, if you do, if it's within your ability to do so, republicbroadcasting.org, click that donate button. It's as simple as that. If you want to speak to somebody about other options, ways that you can support the network, 800-724-2719. Go to extension 3 and you can talk to somebody about supporting the network financially or however. There are many different ways, and some of them are much easier than others. That's why it's the easiest. That's why I want you to stop right then and there and click that like button, click that share, whatever, to get the word out there. Let me know that you're listening, because one of the problems with the whole podcast thing is the fact that it is everywhere. It's really hard to keep any concept of how many people. I know that thousands of people hear me every week, but they're all over the place, and those likes, those shares, that lets me know that it's real people that you're listening, that you're valuing what you're finding, not just that somebody somewhere is listening to the show all the time based on the math. That's it. Where somebody's listening to the sound, might you poor bastards. Someone's listening to the sound of my voice 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And really, it's been that way for a long time. It's a really neat thing to kind of think about. So a little bit different today. Drink here real quick. Just coffee. It's barely noon. A little bit different today because I don't have a guest. My guest that was planned for this weekend will be here next weekend, and that's Anam Passanta. We've talked to him before. He's been on the show before. He's going to talk to us about some digital currencies and volunteerism, and we're just going to have another great conversation. It's been a while since I talked to him. There was one thing in particular, and we'll get into it next week because he's a jet setter. He's all over the place. I don't remember where he was saying was. I could find it here in a minute, but he's off somewhere, and it just wasn't going to work out to record at the time that I'm trying to set and keep for myself. That's important. If you can't be true to yourself, then who are you going to be true to? Important idea to be able to keep yourself organized and keep yourself on something of a schedule and create it for yourself. It's part of the reason that I've made a bunch of the changes and have been as happy as I have been about changes that have come upon me lately that I did not necessarily have any control over, as often the case. Go to towardanarchy.com. Look for April 27th. That's the magic day there. And while you're there, there's one of those subscribe buttons. It doesn't cost you a thing. You're just subscribing to the newsletter. I send one out every once in a while, occasionally. Just a great way for us to stay in touch. Over on the right-hand side, there's those places that I mentioned before, Facebook, Instagram, X, Rumble. I'll get the new YouTube link posted up there. They're just now. I just yesterday confirmed that all of the current feed is up there, and they're available. All the shows for the last year, basically, are up there. And available on YouTube through the YouTube music thing. Just look for Toward Anarchy. We popped up there immediately. I wasn't there. That's what started it all, is that I'm using this YouTube music. And I'm playing the drums. And at one point, I go, let's see what happens. They say they have podcasts up there. I don't remember specifically submitting anything to YouTube. We have our problems. I type in Toward Anarchy. First I type in Anarchy. Because I wanted to see if I'm at all touching that word. And I'm scrolling through there. I click on, and I type in Anarchy, and then I click on podcast. And so it's just showing me back, because there's lots of songs and albums with the word Anarchy in them. So all those would pop up too, and you have to filter it out. And I wasn't there. The word Anarchy wasn't there. And that was not entirely surprising to me. A little bit disappointing. I felt I needed to resolved that problem. And that's when, and then I remembered that I had just heard within a day or two before that the Google Podcast thing was moving and that it was going to be a YouTube thing now. And I thought, oh, well, this is a perfect opportunity to do that. And as soon as I submitted, it really only took a few clicks to get the stuff up there, and then they have to go out and send one of their little spiders, one of their little robots over to the server and read the document that the files are on and verify the validity of the document. That's, you know, it has to fit a certain format so that the information comes out on their end. And it all worked out. It all just worked out as of yesterday. And so I'm having to deal with the copyright thing again, of course, on each of these. But I have a system now for dealing with that. And they're not completely just blocking things out like they used to. There's just places where those particular files won't show up until I've made the argument that I have a fair use, that I've made the fair use. I've never lost an argument with YouTube. The only reason I left them was because I don't like the fact that they have something to say about my opinions. That's not what the platform presents itself as. That's not what it's supposed to be. And I was getting strikes, and they were sort of invisible. They're not very open about it. They don't come right out and say, hey, you've done something wrong. You need to address this. They don't do that at all. You kind of have to go looking for it and find that you've made a mistake and that you've been accused of doing whatever, probably violating one of their political opinions about either politics or the medical industry, which is sad because if you listen to this show, if you paid any attention at all, I don't give medical advice. Dr. Dean Lloyd doesn't give medical advice. We're giving personal advice, experience from ourselves, but it's good. It's good information and it's good suggestions. When we suggest to you that your health problem is something that you can address, we are doing it in such a way as to present you with options and to get your brain in the right frame of mind. It's funny because I just heard Sanjay Gupta talking with the doctor guy, CNN, right? It was just a news break thing somewhere, and it was just maybe a minute of him or something. I didn't really listen. I just closely enough that when he started talking about it, I was like, yeah, that's right. That's right. Vindication of every conversation I've had about, the medical industry, in terms of the importance of breathing and of the connection that breathing makes when you're doing anything, not just when you're working out, but when you're dealing with health issues and when you're dealing with stress, and about how important, you know, just sort of sitting upright and breathing and calming yourself can be, and how important, and how that's tied into the mental stability, the mental side of your health, and that's all Dr. Dean Lloyd and I ever talk about. And if you and we're absolutely proponents of emergency medicine and the amazing work that surgeons and real cutters do for people in emergency situations. These are all fantastic, amazing things, tools, and people that work in these industries. But there are also other things. There are a lot. In fact, almost all health issues fall on the other side of it. It's not on the side of the emergency. It's on the long-term, slow-term, understanding it, understanding yourself, making dietary changes, eating less food. That's one of the things that I've advocated for so long. It's why I still have the same size waist, even if I do have just a hair of a pouch. I still have the same size waist, a 30-inch waist, that I had when I was in high school. And I, because I don't eat a lot. And it's obvious that eating a lot of food, regardless of what it is, you know, sugar has its impact. Chemical-laden foods, oils, all of these things have their impact over time and in and within their usage. The problem with them becomes in the overusage, using them for too long, using them for too much at one time. It's not bad to have sugar. It's bad to have sugar constantly. It's bad to never let your body flush out the excess sugar that you're taking in. It can't keep up with it. Everything that you take in, one way or another, your body processes it with one or another of the organs in there and then gets rid of whatever's left over. That's the process. And if you overload it, it can't process anymore. That system breaks down, and then it can't process at all. That's what diabetes is. You will never get bad health information on this show in terms of whether or not it's pertinent to you. We just give good advice about being smart in choosing your health options and about understanding what the environment is about, what the environment is when we're talking about particular angles of health. And it's extremely important. And maybe Dr. Dean Lloyd and I, he'll probably hear this and hopefully he'll make a note of it in case I don't, we'll address this a little bit. There's just one more thought on it, and I'm trying to work on getting this guy on the show, this Dr. Ids. If you're a social media person, you may have seen him on Reels or TikTok, something like that. Otherwise, you don't know who the guy is. It doesn't matter. It's not important. He's a guy with good information, and that's important to me. If you want to go and vet the sort of credentials, as he will do when he's talking about the information, he'll go and point out the credentials of individuals. Whereas you could fact check me. You can do all you want to me. I'm the first to tell you that this is not news. I have no valuable or useful information to give to anybody. I'm just giving out my opinion. I'm just having conversations. I'm just asking questions, and not in the Cartman sense either. If you know South Park, you know what I'm talking about. If not, otherwise. So we'll continue that. But I'm trying to get this Dr. Ids on the show because he's a smart, young guy who is out there debunking bad health science and really trying to help people, if they want to be healthy, help them be healthy in smart ways, which is just what Dr. Dean Lloyd and I do, without trying to suggest that we have any particular great or better way of looking at things. We just are telling you what works for us. And in the case of Dr. Dean Lloyd, I mean, the guy's a doctor. He has patients. He talks to people. He has years of experience. You know, maybe his word carries some weight. We still would never say that we're giving out medical advice, because that's dangerous anyway, and we're not. We really are not. We're giving out, if anything, mental health tips. That's it. Just some tips. It's just like I do with communications, just as this entire show is an exercise in an example of better ways to learn how to communicate and better things to talk about and find better ways to reach people. That's what the entire show is about. And to that end, go to towardanarchy.com to follow along. Look for April 27th, and you'll find the anarchist audit stuff there. I don't know if we'll get into that or not. I just don't know, because I have a bunch of questions that I've been saving up since the last time we did this. And it's an Ask the Anarchist kind of thing going on, and I have these fantastic questions. Again, you guys are just amazing with this stuff. It really just blows my mind. You know, I get the dumbest responses all the time, but I just get all the time these amazing questions. You know, they're good, solid questions that whether or not the person really wants to know that answer, I believe that they're valuable to other people, because I find that other people are going to ask them. And one of the things that I've done about that is I have taken, when I've been given a question, I've taken and typed that question into the internet and look to see what comes up, to see if somebody's answered that question. Not to look for the answers. I don't need answers to any of these questions. at all. We can't do it now. We can do the live thing. I challenge anybody anytime. It doesn't matter. Nobody's ever going to take me up on it, except in the most foolish of ways, because I have hundreds of hours of audio of doing this to prove my answers and to prove that I'm right and to prove that I don't make mistakes and that I do this with the best of intentions and that my information is good and that my information is important because it's information that sparks or a debate or answers directly a question if it can. And so that's the idea of having the Ask the Anarchist thing and have you guys come in and ask these questions there and ask me anything type of deal. It's really that way. I just have these open platforms, towardanarchy.com. There's various ways to contact me through there, across the social media. I'm open in all these things. I'm always there. I get these questions and contacts and comments, things from people all the time. So it's not anything I'm not used to in at all. And getting to see it come together when I ask for it, it's nice. Getting to see people participate and jump in there and ask these questions or want a presentation of these questions, because it's fair, because I've done it myself. I'm sure I've alienated any number of people over the years by putting them to task, by asking them questions when they don't want to answer them or can't answer them. And I'm not in that position. I'm ready, happy, able to, and do all the time. There's a record. You just go back and look at the record. I answer the questions directly, even if they're not the greatest, but a lot of these are. I wanted to read this as it's sitting here in front of my face, because I thought it was really neat. This is the second and third time that I've seen it since it came out, and I believe that somebody took the Star Spangled Banner and plugged it into an AI and told it to give me the opposite of this. I don't think it was done by a person. I don't think a person did it. I think it was a machine that did it. At least that's the claim. I don't know is what happens with a lot of these things is there's just no source information, though. That's one of the things that's beautiful about towardanarchy.com and having my space that I do this. All the source information for the things that I'm talking about that clearly aren't opinion, things that are directly related to links or memes or quotes or something like that that I'm sharing or looking at, auditing, if you will, in the anarchist audit as it is now. It's clearly obviously separate from everything else, which is the majority of my ramblings. That is just my opinion. It's just my opinion. It may be fact. Certainly in my world, we can discuss what facts mean to some people and what they mean to other people, because there seems to be some question about what a fact is, and that's that just an existential existence, this, and nothing's real. Just shut the hell up and just accept some things for what they are and stop trying to play this little game. If you don't know, just admit you don't know. It's okay to not know. It's okay to be wrong. It's okay to be you as you are, unless what you are is some weird, twisted version of reality that is reflecting other people's opinions of what you or who you should be at any given time, and just, you know, changing like trends on clothing trends. You know, you just throw the new sneakers out because the new pairs come in and you have to have them for this year. People do that with ideologies and do that with their appearance, not just their appearance, physical appearance, but who they project outside from inside themselves to other people around them. They do it all the time. But this little AI thing was kind of neat. So it's the opposite of the Star Spangled Banner. You know your Star Spangled Banner. Oh, say, can you see that thing? That's probably about all I could do. And that's probably about all you want to hear without me trying to actually sing and harmonize. Oh, the shadows we cast in twilight's gloom, at the land that divides us, our hearts find no room. The stripes of discord, the fields of disdain, we march to the dissonance, a fractured refrain. With no gleaming stars, just darkness above, no unity we find, no binding of love. Where freedom falters and justice bends, in this shattered land our hope descends. The flag of division we unfurl high, a symbol of discord, the truth and trust die. No land of the free, no home of the brave, only chains of discord, a nation enslaved. And I would just leave that. You could, that's one you can click back. You hit the back 10 seconds button or 20 seconds button on there, that little loop thing. And listen to it again. Take it for what it is. It's neat. It's a very clear picture. It paints a very clear picture. I think it's an apt picture. I think it's very much. I think it reflects what our reality is today. If you're listening to those words, if you go back and look at those words, it's apropos. Is that the word? Sure. And apt is the short version of apropos. Is that right? I don't know that for a fact. It seems right. It's what I believe. Doesn't matter. It fits. The word is right. So I'm doing things backwards today. Since I don't have a guest, I'm going to do whatever anarchist audit we do. The links are always there, the 27th, April 27th. The links are there, whether I talk about them or not. And then, you know, with a little blurb or something, to kind of give you an idea why I would have shared the link in the first place. That's kind of one of the questions, actually, that I wanted to address in part of the, you know, Ask the Anarchist thing. And that's why I thought, I've been fairly clear about this over the years, but I guess it commands more attention at the moment just simply because I am providing more links like that. This is not the news. It's just information. I am not a news source. I am a source of opinion. I am a source of introduction to new ideas, hopefully, to people who have not heard them before, but I am not the news. I don't do news stories. I go through on my daily travels, just my daily existence in this reality, and I'm interested in what's going on around it, and I'm at a computer, and it's easy to do, so I pull up lots of information. I look at dozens and dozens of articles every single day and every single week and every single month, just over and over. I'm always looking, and I probably read half of them. I read all of the ones that I'm providing unless I specifically say that I haven't read it, and that I'm basing my sharing it based on an opinion. And what'll happen is that I'll make that opinion first. I'll make that statement of mine clear first, and then oftentimes I'll go back and read it just to confirm it. And it's just critical thinking. That's all it is. It's something that I'm trained in doing. It's something I'm practiced in doing. Critical thinking about the ideas that are brought forward to me. And that's what I started to say. Just one last thought on the medical thing, is that the only thing that you could, as a reasonable medical expert, look at any of the things that we talk about and maybe have an argument with is the vaccine argument. And if you do have an argument with me on that, I would ask you to make it a specific one, because my reasons for what I do speak about in terms of vaccination and the potential hazards of it are not they're not made up. They exist. And it's just my assessment of risk versus the stated risk of others who are directly involved in wanting you, needing you, to getting paid to in some cases, but not in all. Many of these people just believe, they have nothing to do with it at all. They just believe that it's an important thing to do because that's what they've been told. That's a lot of the problem with everything that we have going on in the world right now, is that there's so much authority that isn't really an authority as much as it is a dictator. You know, it's not somebody who knows or understands something and is better equipped to give you the information or to give you the directive on something. It's just a dictate from an authoritarian. You see the difference between the use of the words, and you'd think I wouldn't have to point it out, but it's clear that obviously we do have to point out such differences as we continue to go along and as people continue to get dumber. The individual, the masses, it's the scale is down. It's going down. And that's perfectly fine for the people who would see the rest of us controlled, if not only for our own good. because, you know, that's it, right? It's for our own good. It's the best thing for us. So we'll do the – I have these fantastic questions saved up, and this is what we will dive into. We will do the questions until we run out of questions there's nothing more to say, but that'll never really be the case. But I have limited myself in the presentation here. And at that point, then maybe we'll jump into the anarchist audit and talk about some of those links. But in that answering that direct question, why do I share? This is the start of you ask the question I'm answering. Why do I share the links that I share as opposed to other links? I could share links, for instance, from, say, InfoWars. Or Tyler Durden and all the fantastic research that goes on I can never remember. I know who the person, their real name is, not just their moniker, Tyler Durden. But there's global research. There's so many places. I can't even begin to name them all. It's not that I don't follow them or that I don't know this information. It's that you do too. Is that you already subscribed to it? If you were going to subscribe to it, if you care at all about that information, because all the other information you get from everywhere else, all the information from the Alex Joneses and the places like that, and the global research or whoever, that's being shared around in our circles. That's the information that everybody's sharing. If you go through my social media, those are the links you're going to find. You're not going to find the links that I'm sharing through the social media across my website, because that's not what's being shared. That's the point of me sharing them. They're the things that I'm going out there and seeing that many, many other people are because they're mainstream media. If you look at all the, it's all of the biggest names in media and information from around the world. There's no secondary sourcing, anything like that going on. The information that I provide, the links that I provide, they're either very specifically in an attempt to understand why it is this social opinion or political opinion exists within this group of people and why it's being presented to them, whether it's from this source or that source. I mean, usually it's from, okay, say the Atlantic or something like that. That's going to be a decidedly different view than the Washington Times or something. They're going to be politically driven, socially motivated for their particular reason. So that's why I would share it. Otherwise, the links that I share are informational. That there's not a lot of opinion. That's the big problem with the inability to have critical thinking, is that the individual can't discern whether or not the information that he's being told is actually news, whether it's usable information that relates to someone, something that they find important, maybe they themselves even, or it that should be obvious, but that's the smoke and mirrors, is that that's what makes it so not obvious. It should be important to you if it's political or social opinion that somebody is trying to force through the political process and make you obey in one way or another. That's why you would do it at all in the first place. So the links that I share, the reason that I share them is usually there. It's usually open and obvious why I've shared them. And if it's not, it's probably just a learning point. It's just a launching point. It's information about something. It's not opinion necessarily about an event, an idea, a place, a time, a person, whatever it is that it happens to be about. So why am I not sharing links from Alex Jones? Because you already got them. Why am I not sharing links from that guy versus that guy versus that guy versus that guy? A lot of these cases, you're already getting them. That's really the straight up answer to it. You're already getting those links. Why would I share with you links that you're already getting? It doesn't make any sense. I'm trying to be different. If you turn on Fox News in the morning on the radio or on the TV or CNN radio, whatever, turn it on in the morning and then you'll listen for a little bit and then turn it on again in the evening. It's still the same thing. Different hosts talking about literally the same thing, and it's just what they saw on Twitter. It's literally the same thing you saw on Twitter. They're just talking about it. You already have an opinion already of it. You already saw the video. You already heard the quote. You already seen the information. Why do you care why he thinks you need to see it again or what you've already made that assessment. Why would I come back in and do that? I'm actually picturing a particular thing with something that happened this week. Just in the car, the back and forth, a lot that I do on a daily basis, it gives me the opportunity to listen to radio. And I usually listen to music, but over the last couple of weeks, I've been listening to some of the talk shows and what's available around if I can stand it for more than 2 seconds. And Fox is prominent around his Kansas. It's, you know, it's going to be it's that color state. There's a lot of Fox. It's easy to find. And generally speaking, conservatives, I'm not your enemy. Conservatives and Republicans, not the same thing, but they have a lot of crossover. If conservatives and Republicans are the same thing, then we don't need two words to describe them. So I'm telling you, when I say that I'm not the enemy of a conservative, I'm telling you that the anarchist is not the enemy of a conservative, because it doesn't matter, because your conservative views about your life and your reality are absolutely perfectly fine with me, as long as I don't have to be subject to them. I don't have to be forced to obey them or understand them or accept them or in any way whatsoever, let alone through the political process. And that's when somewhere on the Venn diagram, it crosses over from being a conservative into a Republican and you become my enemy. Let's face it, I am an enemy of the state. There's no question about that. I'm just not a particularly dangerous one in terms of harming, direct harm to individuals. But the ideology of the state and the scumbags who support it and who are it, you're target practice all day long if you want to look at it that way. So more questions about anarchy. Ask the anarchists, some great ones that I saved. This one relevant to some things that I've been talking about lately. What do you mean when you keep saying that anarchy doesn't work on a macro scale? And this is the same thing I've talked about in economics, that the macro scale is there's too many variables. That's really what it comes down to. It's too big. There's too many variables. There's more people, more things that are going to tend towards a controlled status view, particularly if that state is democratic, participatory. You have freedoms. You can do what you want within the system. All these illusions that are touted about our liberty, our existence here in America, as such that it is, our liberty being that sort of that freedom from obligation to that authority, to any authority, liberty from, you're at liberty to. That means that you don't have an obligation to authority in regard to your actions and the things that you do at that time. So anarchy is about individuals. And so it doesn't work on the macro level, just like the state doesn't work on the macro level. I've made the same argument for the state. I'm telling you, I absolutely know for a fact that there's no question that you can have an organized existence. You can call it a state, you can call it a country, you can call it a government, you can call it whatever you want, as long as it's voluntary. All of the things that you see about you can exist, generally speaking, in a voluntary system. Most of them would not be public services. They would be private services. But there would be, to a degree, we've seen this in the past. It existed in America before the central government became such a huge authority and before the states got out of control and became compromised by particular interests. Whereas you could say sort of Chicago is gangsters and New York is gangsters. And you can look at other parts of the nation. Well, Texas is just a different form of gangster. He's in a cowboy hat, you know. Same with Arizona, Nevada. Just in a different outfit. You know, a gangster is a gangster. It's in what they do. That's why government is a gang. because it's in what they do, not in the name that they call themselves or the charity that they provide out. Gangsters are great for building up community. If you want to talk about Vegas, Vegas is, you know, a gangster built town. It wouldn't be what it is today if it wasn't for the gangsters, whether those gangsters were in cowboy boots and cowboy hats or whether they had, you know, sort of you got your gangsters, the what we picture as gangsters, the families of Italian and Irish mafias sort of working together to capture markets, to capture cities, to capture towns. That is government. That's gang. It's the activity that they participate in that makes them who they are, not what they call themselves. Just like, you know, with the Christians and Christians who claim to be one thing while acting and behaving in a different way. And you see the hypocrisy of the people who do that, and it's so if you know what I'm talking about, you see those people, just apply that same logic to government, the next big myth out there. Anarchy is about these individuals, and so the cooperation with others is kind of a secondary thing. It's more about the level playing field of no rulers that is suggested by anarchism that's important, not the ability to cooperate with somebody. Those are learned things. Those are situational things. Those are things that can lead to hierarchies. That was one of the questions that I got. What constitutes a justifiable hierarchy? And that's one of the easiest questions in anarchy to answer at all. It really truly is. It's obvious. It should be, because you end up getting this answer in relation to anarchy anytime that you're going to have this conversation with me. And that's because anarchy doesn't answer these questions. These are questions of who and what you do at a time and a place. Anarchy just sets the playing field that when these people come together, there's not one party involved in the exchange, whatever it is, whether you're talking about business or just a relationship or whatever. There's not some other party or one party, even if it's just the two of them, just the two of us, you and I, that is trying to get one over on the other, that is trying to exercise power over the other person. So what constitutes what justifies a hierarchy? What's a justifiable hierarchy? Truly an easy question to answer. A justifiable hierarchy is one that, regardless of the construction of it, the organization of it, or the purpose of it per se, that it's entirely voluntarily. That's all that matters. That's the important part of it. You want to put a hierarchical structure to a thing, then I better be able to participate in it or not as my choice, because I don't want to necessarily follow your rules unless I believe that you are the authority, not the ruler, the authority, the learned one, the knowing one on a subject, and you're the person that I want to look to for leadership. That's a justified hierarchy. I shouldn't even have to explain this to people. This should just be as simple as the words themselves. This is one of these extremely frustrating things about this that either expresses what is much more disappointing is willful ignorance I want to challenge your ideas. Your ideas can't be any good. I've already dismissed them. I've already had my position stated and placed for me, or I placed it myself, whatever. And the fact is that I don't believe your position. And so you go ahead and you just justify it and you do it. You lay it out for me. You explain this thing to me. Just you have to do it. As opposed to just taking that live and let live approach. I know it sounds really simple, but it really truly is just as simple as that. And it's really frustrating to argue about things like this. Should we have to destroy all hierarchical structures? No, of course not. First of all, what's this about destruction? Who said anything about overthrowing it? It's another one of the questions. They're so easily tied together, and it's why it's so easy to answer them. A justifiable hierarchy is simply a voluntary hierarchy, where it's a natural hierarchy, if you want to look at it that way. And I know that what's his name? Jordan Peterson, right? The Canadian professor guy. He, I've heard him use this example of lobsters and the natural hierarchy of the lobsters. I'm sure there are many, many examples of it throughout nature. There's no question in my mind that there is, that there's a natural hierarchy, and there, and it's there for any number of reasons. And one of those reasons being, this was the other sad point, was that people might, if they're not just willfully ignoring something, they're stupid. They're just completely stupid, and that there's no help for them. That's really the truly depressing one, because then there will always be this larger minority, majority that will fall on the side of authoritarian controls, particularly if the authoritarian controls are painted in such a way as it makes it look like the individual is able to participate, is able to get along, is able to have their voice heard and generally be free within the system. Clear differences between authority and authority, as I was saying. And so natural hierarchies, definitely they exist, and they're developed or instituted specifically to deal with things that go beyond, deal with problems, deal with creating things, resolving problems that are beyond those of the individual himself. And the smart individual recognizes his limitations and surrounds himself with people who complement him and create an environment that he's able to do best what he does, and he can rely on them to do best what they do, what he needs them to do for him. That's the hierarchical structure. That's the natural hierarchical structure that people participate in voluntarily. And so when it goes beyond the individual and his ability or his particular interests, you involve some larger number of contributing or participating people who need organization and direction. And so there are any number of reasonable, justified hierarchical structures because they're voluntary. That's it. Just because it's a hierarchical structure doesn't mean that it's not voluntary. The best of them would be. The best of them would be so open as to invite people to come and go as necessary, as the hierarchy or the needs of the group in the hierarchy or that the hierarchy is serving changes. That would be the voluntary participation part of the dream, part of the part that we're fooled into believing that exists with democracy, whereas only a small percentage of people actually get to participate in it. The rest get to pretend to participate in it through the vote. So really, that is it's such an easily answered question. And so in that same conversation there, I brought up the idea that we have to topple something, or that we have to force some kind of change. And that was one of the questions, that if we overthrow government, then who or what's to say what will fill the power vacuum? Well, there's no power vacuum when everybody is empowered. There's no power is what it is, and it is what you exercise, and it is what exists within our society today. You see a bit of a warping of it when you're looking at it in our society today, because it's tainted by the authority, the controllers, the manipulators. But the truth is that down on the grassroots level, if you want to call it that, on the day-to-day level, the you and me level, it works. It works perfectly. That is anarchy. That is when I say that anarchy doesn't work in the macro, and then I talk about micro, that I talk about the differences between micro and macro in economics and in anything, I'm talking about it's too big. There are too many variables. If you don't understand that, there's no really other easy way to explain that idea to you. Just simply mathematically, there's too much involved to predict what's going to happen. And if you can't predict what's going to happen, then you can't force people to go with the flow. You can't, because then you're forcing them to go against what might naturally happen and what might be their natural response to what happened. These should all be really simple, really, really simple ideas. So we're not, it's not about a power vacuum. It's not about overthrowing the existing system. The existing system is a failure. The existing system will eat itself. It will fail on its own. You don't need to do anything to it. You have to ride it out. And because so for the anarchist to attack the state and try to change the state is for the anarchist to try to change not just the individuals who make up the political system, but it's everyone else that's subjected to that political system. To force the political system to change is just as bad as to force the political system to stay in place. Don't you understand that? That it's just still the political system. So any anarchist that tells you, oh, we have to burn it all down, is an idiot. They're a moron. They're not somebody that can be trusted with good information, either giving it to them or receiving it from them, because they've clearly missed the point of anarchy and anarchism. The point of it is not to dictate to other people what they can and can't do with themselves. The state can exist. A version of the state can exist. A version of government can exist in a voluntary state where people are free to come and go as they say fit and to participate as they see fit. It absolutely is a fact. It can be done. There's no question about it, because all of the things that keep that from happening or that are couched as being something that make that happen are illusions. They're illusions that are created in an effort to maintain control and to continue to do what they've done over and over again in order to justify their own existence. It's the Shirky principle. Remember, I shared that with you a couple of weeks ago. I didn't know there was a terminology for it. I'd never gone and looked for it. It's obvious. You look at a thing, you don't need to put a name or a face on something necessarily. When you can describe exactly what it is, the other person you're describing it to, by definition, can understand what it is because you're describing its actions. You can say gangster, or you can say somebody who uses group think and other people to force other people to conform to their territory, to their ideals, to whatever it is. You can say gangster and they know what you mean, or you can explain it and they know what you mean. The Shirky principle exists. It is the idea that a person or a group, a business, a government will act purely within their own self-interest, knowingly or unknowingly, sometimes consciously, unconsciously. It can't be unconscious for very long. It can only initially be unconscious for a certain amount of time. You can only unconsciously do something for a short period of time, a reasonable period of time, based on the situation, based on what it is that you're doing, and try to claim that you're not in control of it. Or you know, at some point you have to pick a side and you have to choose choose to admit that you've chosen that side to everybody else when they already can see it in you. They already know that it exists. We're closing in here on the end of the first hour, so I'm going to keep going with the Ask the Anarchist questions, because I have a number of them up here that we haven't gotten to yet, and they're all really good ones this week. And so everything else that we may or may not get to, towardanarchy.com. Look for the 27th of April. That is the magic date where you will find all the links and everything that I've shared. There's some really fantastic stuff up there. I mean, I can give you just sort of a hint if you're wanting to be enticed and sort of lured to go there and do it. That's absolutely something I can do for you, because I can tell you really any number of the articles that are up there at any time, because I keep them in other places. Even if I don't have the page built already, I have the links already together for you, and so I could scroll through them and tell you. A look at what happens when gun control is implemented. What kind of American are you? That's a question from Zero Hedge. We were talking about Tyler Durden earlier there. Zero Hedge and the work that they do there. I am going to share a link from Zero Hedge for you, and it will be it'll be up there at towardanarchy.com, whether I actually get to it or not. We will do this this quote from Leo Tolstoy when we get back, though. We have to look at that because it really fits right in with some of the questions from the Ask the Anarchist. You'll be able to see that quote. There'll be a meme up there. Can science explain our choices? I think I'll share that link for sure in there. It's not one that I wasn't certain. I wasn't certain yet because it's just a conversation. We're running out of time. We got to go into hour two, so stick around. We will be right back here on Toward Anarchy. Here.